Summary of Sunni Concepts. The relationship between worship, righteousness, and good character. Because it was worship in its comprehensive sense, as Ibn Taymiyyah defined it. A name that includes everything that God loves and is pleased with, whether outward or hidden words and deeds. He defined righteousness as a name given to all goodness, benevolence, and virtue. Or it is a comprehensive word for all the qualities of goodness. God Almighty said, "Righteousness is not that you turn your faces towards the east and the west. But righteous is he who believes in God, the last day, the angels, the book, and the prophets." He gave money out of love for his relatives, orphans, and the poor. And he built the way in beggars and freed slaves, and he established prayer and paid zakat. And those who fulfill their promise when they make a covenant, and are patient in times of hardship, adversity, and times of distress. Those are the ones who are truthful and those are the pious. Mentioning the pillars of faith, desirable and obligatory spending, prayer, fulfillment of covenants, and patience. Thus, righteousness combined belief, worship, and morals. In this way, righteousness overlaps or is synonymous with worship in its comprehensive sense. When the messenger, may God bless him and grant him peace, was asked about righteousness and sin, he said, "Righteousness is good character." Narrated by Muslim. This is a special meaning that falls short of righteousness in the field of morals, and it is an additional rhetorical shortcoming. It means that good character is a great pillar of righteousness, not that it is all of righteousness. This is as he, may God bless him and grant him peace, said, Hajjaj Arafat. What is meant is that it is its greatest pillar because Hajj is restricted to it. Thus it becomes clear that good character is a great pillar of righteousness and worship in its comprehensive sense. Just as righteousness intersects with worship in its comprehensive sense, it also overlaps with piety, as there is a generality and a specificity between them. If it is combined in remembrance, righteousness is directed to acts of obedience. Piety is directed towards avoiding things that are forbidden. If they are separated, they will reunite with each other.